Okay, I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is the KPFK Finance Committee meeting on November 30th, 2022 at 7:04 p.m. I'm sorry, 4:04 p.m. Okay, and I'm going to call the roll. Grace Aaron is obviously here. Ken Aaron. Doug Barnett.
Here.
Okay. Fred Blair.
Present.
Fred Blair is present. Bella DeSoto.
Present.
Bella is present. Sue Cohn Johnson. Raymond Goldstone.
Here.
Good. Michael Heiss.
Here.
Good. Dave Johnson.
Dave Johnson is present.
Good. Steve Kaiser. Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Good. John Markowitz. King Riley. Lawrence Reyes. Janine Roan.
Present.
Janine. Good. Ruth Strauss. Not here yet. Beth Von Gunten. John
here.
Wanger. Oh, good. John Wanger. Not here yet. Michael Novick, interim GM.
Yes, present.
Michael, are you? Good. Okay. So I sent the... Beth?
If I may, I think you missed Dan McCrory.
Who, yes, she did.
Oh, yeah. Dan, sorry, Dan McCrory.
No problem. Like,
why do I miss him the second time? Dan McCrory. Okay,
oh,
Dan McCrory, are you here?
I am. Thanks, Beth.
Good. Very good. Okay, did I miss anybody else?
Grace, this is Steve Kaiser. I've just joined the meeting.
Oh, good. Very good. Thank you, Steve. Okay, anyone else? Has anyone else just joined, or did I miss anybody else? Okay. All right, now let's get to the agenda. I sent it out shortly. Sorry for arriving late. First thing is request for timekeeper. Is anyone willing to keep time?
No, have... three guesses.
Yeah, okay, very good, Michael. We appreciate it.
Okay. And really, I'm sorry, Grace, what, 90 seconds or 2 minutes? You're the chair.
90 seconds.
Okay. And I'll also keep track of the agenda.
Great. Thank you. That would be very helpful. Okay. I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
Madam Chair, this is Bella.
Okay. Are you making a motion to approve the agenda, Bella?
No, I wanted...
Madam Chair.
Okay, no. Nothing is in order. Nothing is in order until there's a motion on the floor to approve the agenda. Is
I make a
there
motion.
Anyone willing?
I would like for us to read the agenda for the stream.
Stop.
Read the agenda for the stream, please.
Okay.
Please,
Bella, you're not recognized. You're not recognized. Okay.
You did recognize me.
No, I did not. I did not. Now.
Grace, I make a motion to approve the agenda. This is Steve.
Good. Thank you, Steve. All right.
Goldstone,
so now
a point
I have
of information.
Pardon me. Okay. Who is that?
And I object, and I would like to
thank you, Bella. Bella, you are not recognized. Who is that, the other person who wished to be recognized?
Goldstone, with a point of information.
Yes, go ahead, Raymond.
I have something that was sent to me moments ago
yes.
that is identified as an agenda, but I do not understand, and I asked the chair two things. There is at the bottom of the first of the agenda page an asterisk that says from Bella DeSoto, And I don't know to what that refers. And I would ask you to clarify. Secondly, there are sundry motions attached or that came with this email, some of which we have disposed of in prior meetings. And I would like some clarification about that.
Okay. So it's my understanding that there's a lot of unfinished business. And the asterisks, I just put asterisks to, there were several different items that were separate motions that were part of motions that were submitted to the committee that we never got to. So I put asterisks in front of each one to separate them from each other. So there's one from Bella DeSoto that's been hanging on for a long time. That's the motion about using Zoom. There's another one from Michael Novick, I think, about using Zoom. And there are a number of items that we decided to put on the agenda that we've never gotten to. So I put them all in unfinished business.
Well, I take it that the your motion regarding the disposition of proceeds from the sale of KPFK building is an error since we have disposed of that.
Interesting. Okay. I would like to say that okay. Can we please, I would like to put that back on the agenda to be reconsidered in as the last item on the agenda in unfinished business, if that's okay with the body. If you would like to, okay, just one moment. Raymond, if you'd like to move that it be deleted, but I would like to place it again on the agenda for discussion. I think that people voted it down by a small, I think it was one vote difference, voted down because they felt that they wanted to discuss the issue more. But so, Raymond, would you like to have it deleted from the agenda, or are you willing to leave
yes.
it there in case we might get to it?
Yes, I would ask that it be deleted.
Okay. Kim, all right.
Kim to the
stack. Okay. That we have a motion on the floor. Are you, do you wish to speak about deleting this from the agenda, Kim?
Yes.
Okay.
And
go ahead.
Bella as well.
Okay. Go ahead, Kim.
We spent all of the last meeting approving an agenda. And that is the agenda that was approved for this meeting at the last agenda. The chair pro tem from the last meeting should have that agenda. And it was deleted from that agenda, as well as a motion from me that was added to the agenda under GM report asking for an updated budget from the GM. That was approved for the agenda at the last meeting, which would be on this agenda because it was the approved agenda for this meeting.
Okay, I hear you. I've been traveling and I received no information about the last meeting. No agenda, no minutes, no nothing. So I'm flying blind here. So if you can, we can add. Okay, let's sort this out first, Bella. I will recognize you when we're done with that. So obviously, there's no motion necessary to delete the proceeds.
No motion necessary to delete something which has already been deleted.
Yeah, okay. And so that's deleted. And the next thing is, Kim, what is the wording of the motion, and where was it on the agenda?
It was under number 6, which is report from IGM. It was
okay, can you
the IGM to produce an FY23 budget for the rest of the year, to produce an updated FY23 budget for the rest of the year.
Okay, very good. And that's a proposed motion, correct?
No, it was approved at the last meeting.
Approved to be on the agenda or approved as
a
motion?
No, approved to be on the agenda. We spent 2 hours approving an agenda, period. That is all we did at the last meeting. And that should have notes or minutes to produce and the agenda to produce.
Very good.
We're missing that. So we're sort of reconstructing it now.
Thank you. Okay, so that'll be 6A on this agenda. All right, next is Bella.
Yes, I'm dealing with plumbers here. I have a catastrophe in the kitchen, so I will be in and out, and I want to confirm what Kim has just laid out. Not only that, everything in all previous unfinished business was vacated from the agenda. I have written about this twice to the body. You should have read it. And this is why our previous meeting was complete chaos, because everything, the entire agenda we should have attended to, was vacated. And Beth Van Gutten then proposed a motion without consultation and wanted that to be the sole effort for the body. And then that took up a lot of arguments and a lot of wasted time. What we should be doing today is dealing with the new documentation that we received regarding the P&L and to go back to the unfinished business. And your motion, Grace Aaron, is a done deal. It was removed, and it should be put to sleep for now. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Okay, so just a moment, Beth. Just a moment. So, Bella, you said that there was something else on this agenda that should be.
Yes.
First of all, I sent out the agenda as chair. This is a new agenda. We're going to revise this agenda. We're not going to go back to an agenda I don't have that you all never got to, except for piecing together what would be added to this agenda. So, okay, go ahead, Beth. Go ahead.
I did not ask you a question.
Okay, no, I'm sorry. I take that back. I have no question. Thank you very much, Bella. Go ahead, Beth.
Okay.
Yes, I would point out that last week's meeting was a special meeting. It wasn't a regular meeting, and therefore the only business appropriate for a special meeting is the meeting was called, which was the financial emergency across Pacifica right now. And those were the items I focused on. All the regular, the extensive regular motions regarding procedural matters and such were not appropriate for a special meeting specifically focused on the financial crisis. And therefore, whatever agenda it took the committee 2 hours to approve last time as a special meeting wouldn't be appropriate for this meeting, and it's appropriate that we start from scratch, from the beginning, and create an agenda appropriate to today, this meeting.
Very good.
Thank you.
Okay. So are there any
point of information, Fred?
Go ahead, Fred.
Is this meeting today a special meeting?
Believe it's a regular meeting.
Right.
But nonetheless, okay. Now,
Grace, also I would note that John Wenger has joined us, and I've gotten muted because he's making a lot of noise with his mic. I'm unmuting.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I forgot to mute.
Thank you, John. Next.
Ruth Strauss is here. Okay. Sorry, I'm late. I was at a COVID seminar.
Okay, thank you, Ruth. We got it. Okay, Kim?
Well,
you're recognized.
Yeah, I would disagree with Beth's characterization that it was a special meeting. It was an extra meeting. There was nothing special about it. And she determined that the unfinished business should just be taken off the agenda. And there was disagreement about that, and I did not agree with that. And here we are, and it's back on the agenda, as I believe it should have been. Nevertheless, whether it's special or not, we still approved that agenda for this meeting. That is the fact, and there are no minutes from that meeting, which there should have been. That's all.
Okay, thank you. So we're now out of time for agenda approval.
Point of information.
Okay, there is no
point of
Jack. Okay.
Point of order.
I'd like to be recognized.
Okay.
So I have
I'm recognizing Dave
minutes.
Johnson. Okay. Is there any objection to extending time? I object to extending time for 5 minutes on this because we need to get to business. I don't want to spend forever extending time. Okay. But anyway, if there are no other objections, we will. Okay,
point of order.
Hold on.
Chair.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Okay. What is the point of order?
No, information. Just to clarify what you said, we're already 10 minutes over the five-minute allocation for this item.
Okay, so, from now on, Michael, please alert me when we're out of time for an agenda item. Okay,
sure.
So what was that the point of order?
No.
I'm losing my place.
This is Dave,
okay.
Point of order.
Okay, what's the point of order, Dave?
I thought this committee in session already voted on and dismissed the Zoom meeting issue. I think it's inappropriate that we keep bringing up the same issue that we've already previously voted down.
Okay.
Bella,
I'm not recognizing you yet. We're out of time for this agenda item. Okay. Now, there's been quite a bit of a contention about whether we should be on Maestro or Zoom. We voted to continue with Maestro a long, long time ago. A vote can be retaken. A vote can be rescinded. I understand your viewpoint on it, Dave. It's been on the agenda for quite some time. I think we should discuss it and dispose of it after discussion.
Can I say something, Chair?
So your point of order is not well taken. No,
no,
you can't.
Point of information,
Okay. No points of information until time is extended. And I suggest that we don't extend time and take this up in unfinished business where it belongs.
I challenge the ruling of the chair.
Okay. All right. Does anyone want to extend time?
Yes.
Okay. How long do you want to extend time for?
I already said 5 minutes. Just so we can finish this.
Okay. Is there anyone who objects to extending time for 5 minutes? All right. Hearing no objection, who wants to be on the stack? I think it's Bella who wants to be on the stack.
I challenge the ruling of the chair. I challenge the ruling of the chair. This is Dave Johnson.
Okay, and So you're stating that you want to remove the Zoom discussion from this agenda. Is that correct?
Yes, until this committee is reconstituted in the next session. We voted this down a few months ago. It wasn't a long, long time ago. It was probably 2 or 3 months ago during this session of this committee. I think it should not be taken up again until a new committee is constituted after the first of the year and the elections are over. Thank you.
Okay, I understand that. However, in Robert's rules, there is, thank you, Kim, no seconds are needed in a committee.
They are for
I understand that. I am explaining the ruling of the chair. It is proper and possible to rescind the motion that's been decided previously, and essentially, this is a motion to rescind.
Point of order.
There's
it's
been
not
given
rescinding. It's not. There's no rescinding the motion. It's just a new of the same motion, Grace. Let it go.
Okay.
I mean, let's just move on.
Okay.
You know,
Kim.
Yes. Let
Kim?
It go. Let's move on.
Kim. Okay. So I rule that it's proper to have a discussion about this and to keep it on the agenda. We'll take a vote on the ruling of the chair. A yes vote, and I don't care which way it goes. I'm just saying that I'm ruling that it should stay on the agenda and be discussed. Okay, so I'll take a roll call vote on, and a yes vote is to uphold the ruling of the chair.
And
okay.
The ruling of the chair is to keep
okay,
what
Bella,
on the agenda?
Ruth?
I'm sorry, point of information.
All right. It's to keep the unfinished business regarding using Zoom instead of Maestro
okay,
on
thank
the
you.
Agenda for discussion.
Thank you.
Okay.
And the ruling is to keep
it. To keep it on the agenda for discussion. Doug
okay.
Barnett?
Yes.
Okay. Fred Blair?
No.
Okay. Bella DeSoto?
Yes.
Okay. Sue Cohn-Johnson?
Yes.
All right. Raymond Goldstone?
No.
Okay. Michael Heiss?
Yes.
All right. Dave Johnson?
No.
All right. Steve Kaiser?
No.
All right. Kim Kaufman?
No.
All right. Dan McCrory?
Yeah.
Okay. Jonathan Markowitz? Not here. King Riley? Lawrence Reyes? Janine Roan?
Janine's no.
Okay. Ruth Strauss?
Abstain.
Okay. Beth Von Gunten?
No.
Okay. John Wanger?
Yes.
Okay. So I hope you all understand that the chair is ruling that we should discuss whether to use Zoom instead of Maestro. For these meetings. And the objection to that by Dave Johnson was take it off the agenda and remain with Maestro. So let me add up, just so that's all clear to you all.
It's six
and
yes,
chair vote,
no.
The chair votes yes. So let's
it's
see.
Seven
One, two,
seven.
Three, four, five, six, seven. Okay, so the challenge fails. It's on the agenda. Okay. Now,
point of order. I couldn't hear your vote. I couldn't hear the vote.
Okay.
I voted yes.
No, but I mean the
to
numbers.
To uphold my own ruling.
Yes, yes, and
seven
no.
Seven.
And...
Okay. Let me count it myself. One, two, three, four, five, six. Seven yes. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven no's.
And I have a
so
point of information.
Okay.
And the point of information is that, what's his name, David McCrory, is he a KPFK listener and member of KPFK or KPFA as an Apple? And if he's up in the Berkeley station, then why is he voting on our financial committee?
No,
meeting?
No, no.
He just voted
Dan, Dan McCrory is located here in Southern California. He's a member of KPFK. He has nothing
somehow
to do with
I got
KPFK, as far as I know. John, I answered your question. Okay, now.
I said, good.
All right. Is there any objection to the agenda as amended?
Yes.
Hearing none, we will move on.
Okay,
then we'll take a vote on approving the agenda as amended. Okay. Ken Aaron, Doug Barnett.
Yes.
Okay. Fred Blair.
Yes.
Okay. Bella DeSoto.
Yes.
All right. Sue Cone Johnson.
Abstain.
Okay. Raymond Goldstone.
No.
Okay. Michael Heiss.
Yes.
All right. Dave Johnson.
No.
Okay. Steve Kaiser.
Yes.
Okay. Kim Kaufman.
Abstain.
All right. Dan McCrory. Dan, are you here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jonathan Markowitz. King Riley. Lawrence Reyes. Janine Roan.
This is Janine. I don't know what we're voting on.
Okay, we're voting on approving the agenda as amended, which includes the unfinished business to discuss whether to use Zoom or Maestro. Yeah. Do you approve the? Okay. Ruth Strauss?
Yes.
Okay. Beth von Gunten?
Abstain.
Okay. John Wenger?
Yes.
Okay, so back, Janine, how do you vote?
I'm going to abstain. I'm not clear on what we're voting on.
Okay, that's fine. All right, so let me count up. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yeses. And we have 1, 2 no's, and we have 1, 2, 3 abstentions. I don't know if I'm getting this correctly. I can't read my own handwriting. Bella, did you abstain on this agenda approval?
No, I voted yes to approve the agenda.
Okay, sorry. I wrote it funny. Okay, so let me count it up again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yeses, 2 no's, and 3 abstentions. And Grace Aaron votes yes, so that makes 10 yeses. The agenda is approved. And I'm going to note that down. Agenda approved at 7:33. Okay. So yes, Raymond?
Would you clarify, please, is it the agenda as amended or
yes.
The agenda? So that means it includes the Zoom item but doesn't include your item.
Madam Chair, yes.
Jim to the stack.
Okay.
Thank you.
There's no stack because we're not on an agenda item. The next thing on this agenda is to decide on the time and date of the next meeting.
Request for information.
Okay, go
it
ahead,
Jim.
It
does include my motion, correct? The approved
Your motion
agenda?
Is, yes. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So we're on the next agenda item, which is to decide on the time and date for the next meeting. I suggest we have the next meeting in 2 weeks, Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific time, and the week after next. But I'm open to other suggestions.
Is that the 14th?
Recognized.
that December 14th?
It is, let's see, get my calendar up. It's December, 1 second. It's the 14th, yes.
Okay.
Ruth to the stack.
Okay, 1 second. Okay, yes. Bella, go ahead.
Yes.
What is
Thank
it,
you.
Bella?
Earlier, I wanted to point out that I have had a motion also on business regarding the meeting time, returning this body to its originally second Wednesday of the month. That has not been voted on. It also went to the governance committee, and it was referred back to this committee. Where it should
okay,
be.
Okay, very good. So you can...
And the reason why it's also noted on the motion in today's agenda.
Okay, very good. So we can... the body's going to decide when to meet next, and we can change it when your motion comes up if that's the result of discussion regarding your motion. I would like somebody to suggest a date and time for the next meeting.
I asked to be on the stack, and I have that suggestion.
Okay, go
Kim,
ahead, Ruth.
Kim was on the stack.
No, wait,
right.
Okay, very good. I'm going to take Ruth first, and then I'll get you, Kim. Go ahead, Ruth. What do you suggest?
I realize that everybody is very busy at this time of year, but given what's going on financially at the national level, the building sale, everything else, I personally think that we're going to be off during Christmas. I personally think we should meet the 17th and the 14th, and try to glean any information we can in between those times from national and discuss that, even if they're short meetings. Thank you.
Okay, so Ruth is suggesting. Okay. Hold on. Hold on. Bella, go ahead, Bella. What is it?
I appreciate Ruth's suggestion. She said the 17th. The 17th.
Yes,
is,
we all know that. She means the 7th of the 14th.
And I stress,
very good.
And I stress that we should meet on the second Wednesday.
No, that's not a point of information, Bella. You're out of order.
Okay.
Kim?
I just want to point out that there is already scheduled a meeting for December 28th, which was the regular meeting.
Okay. Would you like to suggest a time for the next meeting?
No, I don't care. I'd like to.
Thank you. So anyone else like to suggest a time for the next meeting, time and date?
Beth to the stack.
Bella,
go ahead, Beth.
Yeah.
Thank you.
To the stack.
I think that it makes sense for us to maintain all our regular meetings as they would have been without this financial crisis. And I agree with Ruth that for the duration of the crisis, it would be wise of us to at least check in weekly. It wouldn't have to take long. I would like to stipulate that any meeting other than our regular meeting would qualify as a special meeting, and the purpose of those meetings would be specifically focused on the actual financials and any financial news pertinent to the financial crisis, and that all these endless procedural propositions should be dealt with only in the regular meeting. Thank you.
Okay, very good. And who? Sue is next. Sue?
Bella. Yes, I suggest we have a Wednesday meeting, and which one doesn't matter to me. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm sorry, can I?
All right.
Michael Novick. I'm at the station. There's a problem with the internet connectivity, and I need to deal with it, so I can't really stay on the call. My apologies.
Okay.
Can you come back, Michael?
Yeah, I'll come back as soon as I can.
Thank you.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Okay, so we're done with the time. Okay, so here's what we have so far. Ruth is suggesting meeting on the 7th and the 14th. Beth is suggesting meeting weekly, which would be the 7th, 14th, 21st, and 28th of December. Okay, so is there any objection? Let me put it this way. Is there any objection to meeting weekly every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific time? Is there any objection to that?
Point of order.
Go ahead, Kim. What?
Well, as long as they're regular meetings and not this special meeting that Beth has described as her request, it doesn't exist. And as long as that is not included, we're just going to have regular meetings.
Okay, let's decide on the dates first, and then we'll figure out later if they're going to be regular or special. Okay?
Inform my vote.
Okay, we're out of time for this agenda item. Okay? Is there any objection to meeting, whatever type of meeting it is, on the 7th, 14th, 21st, and 28th of December?
Objection. I would object to having regular meetings.
Okay.
I object.
Bella,
okay.
Object.
I object. Fine, take a vote.
Okay, so
let's vote.
Request for information as to what we're voting on.
The date of it.
We're voting on Beth and Ruth.
No, date's not type.
Okay.
I thought those two votes.
Okay.
Point of information, Sue.
Okay, Sue, go ahead.
What's the day of the week that we would change to in order to allow our full members to attend?
I don't think there is a problem with that, Sue. The problem is Beth wants to make these special meetings, which limits them in some ways. And Kim wants to have them be all regular meetings, which makes the agenda much more flexible. Okay.
Well, what about Lawrence? I was trying to ask about Lawrence.
Lawrence is here. I could speak for myself. What question do you
have?
Okay,
Lawrence, do you have any problem with meeting on Sue? Hold on.
Go ahead.
Lawrence, do you have any problem with meeting on Wednesdays at 4 o'clock Pacific time?
I do, Chair, because I have a governance committee and I have no, 4 o'clock. It's just as known as it's not the last Wednesday of the month.
Okay, well, there is one scheduled already for the last Wednesday of the month, but you're okay with the other days. Okay, so
yes.
We're going to take a vote on this. Basically, what's on the floor is Beth, why don't you stay? Let's divide this and figure out the date first, and then figure out if these are going to be regular or special meetings. That's what makes sense to me. And we already decided there's no objection to meeting on the 7th, 14th, 21st, and 28th of this month. That's every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific time.
I object
that Bella
Amendment.
Soto objected, and you have not allowed me to speak.
Amendment.
Okay.
This is Sue.
Go ahead, Sue. What is that?
Excluding the fourth Wednesday of the month.
Month. That's already been scheduled, but... okay.
It needs to be
all
changed.
Right.
I have a motion.
We can. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Bella. If we want to go to a vote, we're going to go to a vote on this.
But you said that you would turn. You wanted me to restate.
No.
What I was proposing.
Okay. I changed my mind about that. We're going to vote on
then
the date.
Please put me
up first.
Best request
and then after. After we decide on the dates, then we'll decide whether it's going to be special or regular meetings, and we can have some special and some regular. Okay, then vote no on this motion.
That's not my proposal. That's not the motion that I made. I'm not willing to go through the agony of endless special endless regular meetings like this just to be.
Beth, that's the second vote. Beth, that's the second vote, dear. The first vote is dates.
But that, no, okay. No, I'm not going to, I will not approve or I will not vote for any given date, not knowing what the purpose of the meeting is. If we're going to have weekly meetings, my proposal is that the purpose be for financial business and not these endless circular arguments about procedural motions. I'm not available for that. I'm available for the financial business. I'm not available for the other things, and I will not vote for meetings not knowing what the purpose is.
All right. Doug, point of information.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Doug?
So Beth is what is your – okay, Doug, go ahead. What's your point of information?
Under Robert's rules, once you make a motion, it belongs to the body.
Is this Jonathan Markowitz?
No, okay.
It's Doug.
No, it's Doug.
Oh,
Bella, can stop calling, speaking out of turn. Okay. So do you want to make an amendment to this motion, Beth?
I want to submit an amendment, Bella.
Okay.
I already made a motion. And my understanding
okay.
is that motion has to be voted on up or down before you can move on to another motion or a,
okay.
I mean,
all right.
Want
okay. You're stating that you want to meet on the 7th, 14th, 21st, and 28th. Is that correct, Beth? And what's the rest of the
yes.
motion?
That,
what's the wording of the rest of the motion?
That maintaining our regular meetings and augmenting them with special meetings on any other Wednesday.
Okay.
I think that our regular meeting to date, I know that Bella has a motion to change it, but I understand that our regular meeting is the fourth. Is it the fourth Wednesday of the month? And therefore, the motion would be to meet then and as a regular meeting. And to meet on all the other Wednesdays as special meetings devoted to the financial business and financial crisis. Thank you.
Bella has an amendment.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Okay, so Beth's motion is, and from now on, all motions should be sent to the entire body in writing. Via email, but we'll have some latitude here. Beth's motion, as far as I understand it, is to meet on the 7th, 14th, 21st, 21st, and 28th, maintaining our regular meetings and having all other meetings be special meetings restricted to only financial matters. Okay? Do I have it right?
If I may clarify that the one regular meeting we have scheduled this month would be the fourth Wednesday,
which is December 28th.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that, therefore, that would be the one regular meeting at which we could hear whatever other procedural things, what people want to address, but that the other meetings on all the other Wednesdays would be special meetings devoted to the financial business of the committee and the financial crisis.
Okay, thank you. All right. Now we have it straight. Okay, now we'll open this up to amendments, but keep an eye on the time. I don't want to go much longer on this. What
you're
is
ready.
The Bella? You have an amendment?
15 minutes.
Okay.
Did you take
my amendment?
Wait. Hold on a second.
Excluding.
So, okay. Okay. Sue wants. But Sue, if you want to exclude the 28th, Lawrence is saying he can make it on the 28th. If that's your only reason.
Bella has been waiting.
Okay, Bella, I'll
I
recognize you when I get to you.
I thought he said that
He cannot make it on the 28th.
Let's ask him. Can you make it at the regular our meeting on the 28th of this month, Lawrence?
Is that a question for me? Yes, I can.
Yeah. Yes. So there's no issue, Sue. Bella, what's your amendment?
The amendment, the motion that is on the agenda, which has been for a while, is that Lawrence Reyes cannot attend the fourth Wednesday of the month. If he is now saying that he can, then someone is very confused. And what you're doing is
point of order.
You are giving preference to Beth Van Gutten, and you're denying
Bella,
the motion.
Bella, you're
the
out
agenda.
Of order. You're out of order. You're out of order. Lawrence just said he has no problem with the 28th. That's it. You're out of order.
The meeting, the governance committee,
we're
going to
go to a vote. I believe there was Kim was on the chat. Is that correct?
Because it's a new one. It's called Envy.
Janine, mute yourself.
Go ahead.
Okay. Where are we? We are at, Kim, did you want to make an amendment?
No.
Okay. So is there any objection to Beth's motion to meet every Wednesday at 4 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And Bella objects.
Okay. Bella? Okay. Now, so we'll go for a vote on this. And this
May
motion is to meet. We're out of time. Who is this?
Goldstone. And my objection is based upon this, I think, ill-advised caveat as to three of the four meetings. I'm perfectly happy with the time and date.
Okay, well, would you like to make a motion to divide this this motion?
So move.
Okay. So what we're going to do is there any objection to dividing this motion? Hearing none?
Object. Beth objects.
Okay. So we're going to divide this motion. That's what's up on the floor. There is an objection. We'll take a vote. The division will be the dates. Okay, I hear you. We'll take a vote on that. Okay. So Raymond Goldstone moves that we divide this motion so where we can vote on the dates separately from whether it's a special or regular meeting. Is that correct, Raymond?
It's date and time.
Date and time, yes, right. We're going to vote. Raymond wants to separate the motion so that we have one vote on the date and time and a separate vote about whether it's going to be a regular or a special meeting. Is that clear? If anyone doesn't understand, ask me now so we can clarify it. Now, what we're going to vote on now is voting whether we should divide Beth's motion. Beth is objecting. Okay, so Ken Aaron, Doug Barnett, are you in favor of dividing this motion?
Yes.
Okay, Fred Blair.
Pass.
Okay. Bella DeSoto.
Yes.
Okay, Sue Cone Johnson.
Abstain.
All right. Raymond Goldstone.
Yes, to divide.
Okay. Michael Heiss.
Yes, divide.
Okay. Dave Johnson.
Yes.
All right. Steve Kaiser.
Yes.
Okay. Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
All right. Dan McCrory.
No.
Okay. John Markowitz, King Riley, Lawrence Reyes, Janine Roan.
Abstain.
Okay. Ruth Strauss.
Abstain.
Okay. Beth Von Gunten?
No.
All right.
Chad Lawrence votes to abstain. I abstain, Lawrence abstains.
Okay. Sorry, I missed you. I apologize. John Wenger?
No.
Okay. And the chair votes yes. And let me count this up.
Fred.
Fred, how do you vote?
I'm going to vote yes.
Okay. So now I'm going to count this up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 yeses. 1, 2, 3 noes. And 1, 2, 3, 4 abstentions. Okay. Now the next vote is going to be on the date and time. So it's every Wednesday this month at 4 p.m. Pacific time. Is there any objection to that?
Yes,
no, we didn't. We divided. We divided Bella the motion.
Object. Bella,
okay.
Object.
Okay, Bella, I hear you. That's fine.
Point of order.
What is the point of order, Kim?
We have to vote on Beth's amendment first.
Okay. Raymond, Beth did not make an amendment. This was intrinsic within her original motion. Raymond Goldstone divided it. It's now divided. We just voted to divide it into two parts. What's on the floor now is the first part. Okay, well, you can listen to the audio later.
I listened to it the first time.
I'm paying attention.
And first, we decided to have extra dates. And then Beth said, as long as there's special meetings.
No, that was what she mentioned that from the get-go. Now,
that's correct.
We're voting now on the meeting every Wednesday this month at 4 p.m. Pacific time. Is there any objection to that? The date and time alone.
Okay.
So now we're going to take a vote.
Chair, this is Jonathan Markowitz, just finally calling in. I'd like to be recognized that I attended, and I would like to vote on this if I knew what it was. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. We are voting on meeting at every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific time in December. Okay.
Okay, I just wanted mention.
Okay,
I have a chance.
Taking a vote now.
Some of the
good
board members, such as Lawrence.
No. We just went over that. He has no
okay. Thank you very much,
Jonathan.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So we're all clear. We're voting on the date and the time every Wednesday this month at 4 p.m. Pacific time. Ken Aaron, Doug Barnett.
Yes.
Okay, Fred Blair?
Yes. No, I'm going to change. Okay. I'm going to abstain.
Okay. Bella DeSoto?
No.
All right. Sue Cone-Johnson?
Yes, for December.
Good. Raymond Goldstone?
Yes.
Okay, Michael Heiss?
No.
Okay. Dave Johnson?
Yes.
Okay. Steve Kaiser?
Yes.
All right. Kim Kaufman?
What a pass.
Okay. Jan McCrory?
Abstain.
All right. Jonathan Markowitz?
Pass.
Okay. King Riley? Lawrence Reyes?
Abstain.
Okay.
Abstain, you hear me? Yeah.
Yes, I hear you. Janine Roan? Come back to
abstain.
Janine. Ruth Strauss?
Abstain.
Okay. Okay.
Abstain.
Ruth Strauss? Ruth Strauss?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Beth von Gunten?
No.
Okay. John Wenger?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we have one, two. Oh, wait a second. We have some passes. Fred, did you abstain? Is that, do I have it right?
Yes, I abstained.
Okay. And Steve Kaiser?
I said yes.
How
death.
Do you vote? Oh, sorry. And, yeah, and was it Dan McCrory who... Dan McCrory.
Jonathan Markowitz.
Jan McCrory, how did you vote on this? Did you vote?
I had abstained. He's right.
Okay, and Jonathan Markowitz? You passed.
No, I vote no.
Okay. All right. So we're going to count this up. We have
Dave Johnson passed.
Oh, Dave Johnson. Where do I have you? I have you as a yes. You put passed. How do you vote?
I passed, but I'm voting yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to count one, two, three, four, five.
I passed. Grace.
Okay.
No, I passed. I'm voting no.
Okay. Thank you. So we have one, two, three. Oh, wait a second. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight yeses. The votes get counted first, and then the chair votes. One, two, three, four, five noes. And one, two, three abstentions. And the chair votes yes, which makes nine yes, five noes, three abstentions. So we're meeting every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific time in December.
Grace, I have
now, the
four
next
abstentions.
Part of the...
I have four abstentions.
Okay, I have Fred Blair... I have
McCrory, Lawrence, and Janine.
Lawrence.
Janine and McCrory.
Dan McCrory, I believe. Oh, no. Okay. So Jan, you voted. You didn't vote no. You abstained?
I abstained.
You abstained. Okay. So let me recount. We have one, two, three, four noes.
Chair, I'd like to change my vote. I'm sorry.
And okay, how would you like to vote, Dave?
I want to vote no. Sorry. I got mixed up.
Okay.
Chair.
Fine.
Chair, no. This is Lawrence. I want to change my vote as well.
Go ahead.
I'm going to vote no.
Okay, so you don't want to meet on
every Wednesday in December.
Okay. So we have then one, two, three, four, five, six no's. This still passes. Okay, we're going on. It had nine yes, six no's, and one abstention.
I got seven no's.
Per my count.
I have seven yeses. Good grief, Grace. Please,
and
just
I
go
have
over
seven
the votes.
No's.
Okay, so Grace Aaron voted yes. Doug Barnett voted yes. Bella DeSoto voted yes.
No,
you voted
Bella
no.
Voted, voted
yes.
No. She, Bella voted
okay.
No.
Okay. Bella voted no. Got it. Raymond voted yes. Michael Heiss voted no. Dave Johnson voted no. Steve Kaiser voted yes. Kim Kaufman voted no.
No. Yes, I voted no.
Okay. Kim Kaufman voted no. Okay. And Dan McCrory voted no. Jonathan Markowitz.
Dan McCrory abstained.
Okay.
For the
Bella,
fourth time, Grace.
Bella, if you speak out again, I will request the body to have you muted. Jonathan Markowitz can speak for himself. Jonathan, are you voting on this? These dates.
Voted no, Grace.
Bella, stop it.
I voted no.
Either here or not here. Okay.
Jonathan Markowitz here, and I voted no.
Thank you. Okay, so maybe we have a whole change of this. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 no's. Okay. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yeses. And we have 1, 2 abstentions. Okay. So this fails. So we're out of time.
Point of order.
So we're going to leave the date for the next meeting. If somebody wants to extend time on this,
Bella,
we're getting nowhere
with
this meeting.
Move to extend 10 minutes.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending for 10 minutes?
For goodness sakes, yes.
Yes, I do too.
Okay.
If it didn't take 10 minutes to decide it, I would definitely. 5 minutes,
okay.
Maybe?
Okay. So is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes?
10 minutes.
Okay. Is there any objection? There's a substitute motion, 5 minutes. Is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes?
Bella objects.
Hearing none.
Bella objects.
Fine. Okay, your objection is noted. If there's no other objection, we're extended for 5 minutes. Can somebody please suggest a date for the next meeting? We'll decide on that, and we can take this up at the end of the agenda. Who wants to suggest a date for the next meeting?
December 14th.
Bella, would you like to be recognized? Bella, would
okay,
like
no,
to
you
recognized.
Cannot be recognized, Bella.
Please mute Bella.
I have
Bella.
A motion.
Okay.
I have a motion.
Okay, no, that's it. There is a motion on the floor. Steve Kaiser is suggesting that we meet on the 14th of December at 4 o'clock. Is that correct, Steve?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any objection to meeting on the 14th?
I think we should meet on the 7th.
Okay. Is that a substitute motion?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any objection to meeting on the 7th?
This is Jonathan. I object to both dates if they're at 4 p.m. To me, the issue is 4 p.m. and should be later as far as I'm concerned. Thank you.
Okay.
Beth,
all right.
Beth would like to address that. There's a reason that we meet at 4 o'clock. Because that way we can include staff during their working hours and not require staff to show up after working hours, just the way we schedule programming oversight at 4 o'clock, so that we can include an hour of staff time. And clearly this time people make themselves available.
At this who on this committee is a member of the staff?
Okay, let's not have any more crosstalk. We did used to have a business manager. We have a general manager. I'm sure it's more convenient for him to meet at 4. We're used to meeting at 4. Let's vote on the 7th, okay? There are some objections. We're going to try and see if we can schedule one meeting, and we'll sort this out at that meeting. Okay. Ken Aaron, Doug Barnett.
Doug, yes.
Meeting on the 7th, okay?
Yes.
Fred Blair?
No.
Okay, Bella DeSoto?
Yes.
Okay, Sue Cone Johnson?
The 7th. Yes, 7th.
Okay. Okay, Raymond Goldstone?
Yes.
Okay, Michael Heiss?
Yes.
All right, Dave Johnson?
No.
All right, Steve Kaiser?
Yes.
Okay, Kim Kaufman?
No.
All right. Dan McCrory?
Yeah.
Okay. Jonathan Markowitz?
Jonathan, yes.
Okay. King Riley? Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Okay. Janine Roan?
Abstain.
Okay. Ruth Strauss?
Yes.
Okay, Beth Von Gunten. Beth Von Gunten. John Wenger.
No.
John Wenger votes yes.
Okay. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yeses. The chair votes yes. That makes 11 yes, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no's, and one abstention. This passes.
Chair, this.
Okay, we're meeting,
like...
We're meeting next week on the 7th.
Chair, this is Jonathan. For the record, I'd like to change my vote to no instead of yes.
Okay.
Jonathan
okay. The voting is already done. It's too late.
Okay. Thank you.
Next, we're going to the next part of this. We're going to decide whether this is going to be a regular or a special meeting. The definition of a special meeting, as defined by Beth Von Gunten, is that it will take up only financial matters, no other types of business, such as schedules. Well, it has to take up schedules because we'll have to decide on the next meeting. But other than that, only financial matters.
Bella has a point of order.
Okay, that's what we're going to decide next. If this is going to be a regular or a special meeting. Okay, what is your point of order, Bella?
That it is improper for you to rule, or this motion to rule for the body, whether a special or regular. We need to have regular meetings, including.
You're misunderstanding, Bella. I'm not ruling anything. We divided the motion. We decided on the date just now. Now, the next part of the motion was to decide whether this should be a regular or a special meeting.
Point of order.
Special meeting.
Point of order.
Special meeting takes up only the basics and financial matters. Do you want to define it, Beth? What would be in this?
It's in Robert's rules. It's in Robert's rules what a special meeting is. That's what you have
Thank
to follow.
You.
Okay. Well, do you want to state what it states in Robert's rules? I don't have it at the tip of my tongue.
Yeah.
This is Beth. I'd like to address that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Go
my
ahead.
Understanding is that a regular meeting is a meeting that is determined well in advance to occur at regular intervals on regular agreed upon times to deal with the full array of business. Any meeting in addition to that is a special meeting. And it does. I don't think it should have to be voted on. I think it's inherently,
point of order,
by its nature, de facto, a special meeting. It's not regular. It's not one of the regularly stipulated. We meet regularly on the fourth Wednesday of the month. Those are regular meetings. Any additional meeting
one
is
more
de facto a special meeting.
Okay, Beth, got it.
Thank you.
What is your point of order, Raymond?
That special is not defined in Robert's Rules of Order, as Beth has suggested. It is just not. Now,
that's correct. It's a Pacifica National Board idiosyncrasy.
Point of order.
Okay, go ahead. What is your? Wait a second. One point of order at a time.
All right. Well, I have.
Okay, what is your point of order, Beth? I mean, Kim. Go ahead. Okay, there is no stack right now, Janine.
Okay, a special meeting, called meeting, is a separate session of a society held at a time different from that of any regular meeting and convened only to consider one or more items of business specified in the call of the meeting.
I agree with that.
Okay.
I'm reading it.
All right. Very good. Understood. Okay.
Need to be recognized.
So, go ahead, Janine.
Well, I think one of the reasons this is coming up is, one, it's the holidays, and I would hate for somebody who can't make a meeting during the holidays to have some kind of repercussions later because they've missed three meetings. So, and there's enough people that are not board members where that would have an effect on them for the next year. So I think with that in mind, that's my reason I would support for making them special meetings. Thanks.
Okay. So we're going to go to a vote whether you want to have the next meeting be a special meeting or a regular meeting.
Point of order, Bella.
Okay, what is your point of order, Bella?
So are you saying that the 7th that we just agreed on to meet of December will be a special meeting or will be a
No, we're going to vote on it. We're going to vote, and that's not a point of order. That's a request for information. But let's move on. We're out of time.
Point of order, Beth.
We're out of time.
Point of order, Beth.
Go ahead. What is it,
Thank you.
Beth?
My understanding is that any meetings other than the one regular meeting we have scheduled regularly every month is de facto a special meeting and therefore doesn't require a vote on whether it's a special meeting or not. It is, by its nature, a special meeting. And especially
point of order.
That was the way...
Yeah, point of order.
Point of order, Bella.
Okay. Kim, can you please read that Robert's Rules citation again?
I just closed
it.
I have it. If Kim doesn't read it, I have the citation.
Okay, what is it? Can you read it, please?
Yes, 9:13. The special meeting or call meeting is a separate session of a society held at a time different from that of any regular meeting and convened only to consider one or more items of business specified in the call of the meeting. If you want, I can go on, but that seems to be the crux of this.
That is the crux of it.
Point of information.
Okay. Go ahead, Sue.
Regarding January, are we going to have all this back and forth again about ongoing future fourth Wednesday of the month meetings?
Thank you. Okay, moving on.
Bella has a point of information.
Bella, we're out of time. I'm just going to get this clarified. Bella, We're going to clarify it first. Then
no,
if you have
you
a point of information.
Motion,
okay, Bella.
The motion on the agenda.
Bella. There, we don't even have time to get to anything tonight, do we?
Exactly. So what you're doing
almost
is
every meeting
in.
Is like
okay. Okay.
You're shuffling.
All right.
You're shuffling the agenda.
Okay, Bella. Bella, stop. Okay. The call of the meeting, what Beth wants to do is have an agenda which has only financial business on it. So hang on a second if I'm getting this correct. She wants the meeting on the 7th. I'm going to ask you some questions, Beth. Do we approve the agenda?
I don't.
No, we're making the agenda now. We're making
okay.
the agenda now.
Kim, I didn't ask
item.
You anything. You're not. You're
but
out of order. I'm
just
sure.
What Rob
stop.
Says.
Stop.
Doesn't matter.
Kim,
that's opinion.
Kim, stop. In a special meeting, is the agenda approved?
Beth. It's my understanding that it is, but that the only things proposed are those things that are included in the call. Other than the routine procedural things like you have a roll call, you convene, you have a roll call. I don't think you actually consider minutes, but the specific things necessary to conduct a normal meeting and the specific items pertaining to the purpose of calling the special meeting.
Okay, so we're working out the agenda. Okay, stop.
Bella would like
stop.
To be recognized. Bella would like to be recognized.
You are not going to be recognized right now. We're out of time. We have to get to vote on this.
You are, Madam Chair, you are not
okay.
allowing discussion.
Bella, that's right.
You have
you've already been recognized. No member can be recognized more than twice on any one agenda item. You've already been
you
recognized
been
many times.
No,
I am denying you the right to be recognized right now.
Arbitrary.
Stop.
Kim,
okay,
back.
We're going to work out. We're going to call. If we're going to have a special meeting, according to Beth, what is going to be in the call of the meeting? Are we going to have an IGM report? Beth, are you suggesting an IGM report?
Yes.
Well,
I think if that is.
Okay. And then what else besides an IGM report? Everything
if
on this
pertinent,
agenda that's financial?
If it's pertinent to the current state of the finances of the organization and specifically the crisis, then it's included and you can put that one large agenda item overall, the general agenda item addressing that with individual A's and B's below, and you can fill that in as it becomes apparent whether the IGM is available, whether there's new news, whether maybe the ED would be. But the specific agenda item
is current
financial information and specifically the financial crisis.
Okay.
That should be
all right. I think
that.
Everybody
That's
understands.
We never
what,
get
I think
regular meeting.
We do not.
Kim.
Okay. Thank you. Kim.
Kim to the staff.
Everybody. We do not have time. Do you want to extend time?
Yes.
This?
5 minutes.
Okay. Michael, you need to tell me when time is up. All right.
Time's been up. I'm sorry, Grace. The time for this agenda item was up 55 minutes ago.
Okay, I understand that. Now, start counting now. Start counting. Start counting now.
For how many minutes?
For 5 minutes.
You got it.
Okay, now. Okay. What is it? Kim, and then I'll take Bella, and that's it. Go
okay,
ahead, Kim.
So I noticed that Beth sent around the August financials, which have not been reviewed by the NFC yet, and generally the NFC reviews them before sending it to local, but at any rate, we have it. That would go on that agenda for next week. That is a financial matter. We need to allot time to review that. And yes, the IGM and my motion to get the IGM to make a budget and go over those numbers. This is a local finance committee. We should be dealing with local finance issues, and those two issues are the biggest issues we have, understanding what our finances are right now. So those two issues go on the agenda, period, end of story, not whatever else comes along.
Thank you. Got it. Okay. So now Bella, keep it short, and then we're going to a vote on this.
Yes, I would like to motivate the no vote on Beth's motion simply because there is already a motion on the agenda, and what she is pushing for is once again to vacate all unfinished business and then shuffle it into next year, which will become a major headache. And doing that is going to cause us all more problems. This is why we cannot move forward in this committee. And it is untenable how these items on the agenda keep being vacated and pushed to the side as if the agenda has never existed. Thank you.
Okay,
so
got it. All right, we're at. Thank you. We hear you, Bella.
I am against him.
Okay. All right, so now we're going to vote on this. This is just for one meeting next Wednesday. Is a special meeting limited to only financial information and the routine items like approving the agenda, or a regular meeting which would include other procedural things like using Zoom? Okay, so.
Point of order.
Doug?
Point of order, Grace. We don't get to make a new agenda next week. We're making the agenda now for the special meeting. If there something comes up, it will need a two-thirds majority.
No, I don't think that's true.
Okay.
I don't think
That's it. That's it. There was never a motion, Kim. That's it. It's a special
I'm sorry,
meeting
I just dropped my phone.
Okay, fine. So now, Doug Barnett, do you want a special meeting or a regular meeting? A special meeting would be limited to financial information and discussion. Regular meeting is more open. Okay? So you're going for a regular meeting then?
Yes.
Okay, so regular. Okay? Fred Blair?
Special
or regular?
Special.
Okay, Bella? Special or regular?
Regular.
Okay, Sue Cone Johnson?
Special.
Okay, Raymond Goldstone? Okay. Michael Heiss?
Very, very special.
Okay. Doug Johnson? Dave Johnson?
Special.
Okay. Steve Kaiser?
I abstain, and Grace, I have to go.
Okay. Bye-bye. Kim Kaufman?
I'm going to pass.
Okay. Dan McCrory?
Special.
Okay. Jonathan Markowitz?
Regular.
Okay. King Riley? Lawrence Reyes? Janine
Special.
Roan? Special. Okay. Janine Roan?
Special.
Okay. Ruth Strauss?
Special.
Okay. Beth Von Gunten?
Special.
Okay. John Wenger?
John Wenger, special.
Okay. All right. And Grace Aaron votes for special. And so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, we have some passes. Raymond?
Regular.
How do you vote? Regular?
Regular.
Okay. Regular. Hear you. Kim Kaufman, how do you vote?
Abstain.
Okay. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Special. We have 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 regular and 1 and 2 abstentions. Okay, so it'll be a special meeting with an all financial agenda next week. So we got to get back to the agenda. Today's agenda, if I can find it. The next thing I believe. Is the next thing I believe is the GM report, IGM report. Is that correct?
Yes.
If I can find the agenda. Okay. Yes, I believe that Michael is not here yet. Is that correct?
Fred.
Okay, so
Fred sees him on Maestro.
Yeah.
Okay, we finally got you your report, Michael. Would you like to give your IGM report?
Well, my report will be brief. Since you do have that August financial, you'll notice that for the KPFK tab on there, it's not really August financials. It's a comparison of the year through August this year and the year through August last year, and that's all there is. Doesn't even show what happened in August. So in general, our financial condition is poor, as everybody's quite aware. We did manage to make payroll again through November, and we've had some success calling and asking donors for money. We're doing a couple of off-air fundraising things December 4th. There's a free webinar, but we'll be appealing for funds for KPFK with Greg Pallast and Tom Vigilante. And December 10th, there is a program being organized by the Spanish language programmers. The auction is launching. We're trying to get more volunteers and more donations of items and services. We've had several appeals. We did a Giving Tuesday dispatch and also individual. Sorry, hang on a second.
Can you hear me, John?
What?
Okay.
I'm sorry. People are trying to put me on the...
I just made you the co-host.
I'm worried to the staff.
Sorry, that's the...
Okay, all right. Let Michael finish. Go ahead.
I can just finish up. We're doing the auction. We will be in a membership drive from December 6th to the 20th, 15 days. And I'm checking with Terry. We cut back the days that we... the number of hours that we... contract with the call service, because we have been taking calls and will continue to do so. And I asked them to check how many hours were actually used last time. They cut it down, I think, from 6,000 hours to 4,000 hours. And if we didn't use all 4,000 for a 31-day drive, we're going to contract for many fewer hours for the 15-day drive. So there will be a savings there. We, based on the experience of the last drive, we sit in as well as any of the prior ones recently without, consultants and without big ticket premiums. We'll be continuing with that format, which is basically we're pitching the value of the programming values of the station, and the pitch clock that we've circulated for the membership drive is basically 2 minutes of the appeal at about 20 minutes and at about 40 minutes, at about 5 minutes of each program. It's an hour program. We spent in a little more intense appeal for funds, giving them for the but most of it will be content. It will be regular content with regular programmers and very few, if any, preemptions. We did have an offer from a cinemillionaire, and I'm trying to get someone to work on it now and the start of the drive, which is that they're offering us a pretty large number of DVDs for free. Very so is that right to have someone produce something using segments from those, and if I can get that done, we will be offering that, you know, as one premium, since it's no cost to us, really. And that's about it for now. The station is basically not, in the course of a month of fund drive, we raised enough money for the month of fund drive and not for any additional time. So we have had some money coming in, as I say, from individual donations. We have a $50,000 donation from someone's personal revocable trust. We had a $10,000 donation from an individual that I was able to contact with through Frank Doral, and a number of other donations like that have come in. And But we have to have a major influx of this. We're hoping membership drive, which will size sustainers, will give us a larger ongoing income month after month that we can then work around and work with. I have not yet gotten a version of the budget template that I can use to work on, although I do want to try to work with Markeisha and the ED on budgeting for the rest of the year in terms of how many fund drive days and what other sources of income we're coming in. We're getting about 2 car donations a week. I don't have figures on what that amounts to in cash, and the budget that was sent around for this year estimated $9,000 a month in car donations, and I'll have to check to see what that actually, the actuality of, let's say, 8 or 9 donations a month really comes to in terms of what we realize. And once I get that, we'll plug that in as well. That's about it. Thank you.
Okay. Ruth had a question.
Yeah, Ruth? Michael.
Ruth was on the stack first.
Kim to the stack. Michael.
Dave to the stack.
Okay. Go ahead, Ruth.
Michael, thank you for all your great work. You're probably going to do this anyway, but just to make sure, I would think with those great ideas and events that, you know, we should do triple threat, meaning a dispatch to email, the banner on the website, and the community bulletin board. Thank you.
Okay. Next person is Bella. Go ahead, Bella.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Michael, for that. It is very difficult to hear you. I don't know if this is purposeful, but a lot of noise while you spoke, interference. I am very concerned about the recent P&L we have received. I have never seen anything so more absurd, where we are simply getting 2 summary numbers. We don't know what's in them. There's no monthly identification for comparison. We do not know how much we made in August. We don't have September, and we don't have October, and we're now almost ending November. This is incredible, and yet the forces to be are trying to push the sale of our building. So I want to know how you feel about this.
Well, I think it made it clear the financials that I got, which are the same ones you got, are inadequate. As you say, it doesn't even show August, and August was several months ago now. We should have October's by this point. Certainly, it's almost the end of November, as you say. So, unfortunately, Pacific as a whole is stretched very, very thin. We have Markeisha operating as the national business manager, trying to, you know, deal with a lot of other issues simultaneously. And there's no business manager here. There's you know, we're juggling a lot of past due payables that everybody wants to get paid something, at least now, and we have limited funds to do it with. So that's the grim reality. It's not just the problem of the record.
Is Martisa,
it's not just the problem of the record.
Bella, Bella,
I have a question.
No, you don't have a follow-up, Bella. Get back on the stack. Next,
okay.
Kim.
Beth, to the, please add Beth to the stack at the end. Thank you.
Add Fred to the stack also.
Kim, you're recognized.
Well, first of all, I opened up this P&L, and you can unhide the columns, okay? I'm not even good at Excel, but you unhide the columns. For some reason, they were sent out. I will tell you how much you made in August. $139,266 in listener support in August. $7,385 in car donation for a total of $146,651. Okay, so those numbers are there if anyone takes the time to unhide the rest of the columns. Number
we did
one.
Not know that.
I'm
we
sorry,
did
would
not
you
know
care
that.
To give some instructions about how to do that? Because there's nothing evidence at what I'm looking at.
Yes.
So
it's obvious if you know Excel and you look along the top and you see it going from R to AA. You know that all the letters in between are hidden. Okay? That's just your basic clue. I thought Belle at least would be know that from being such an expert in financial
I did not
whatever.
Take time to
second of all,
that,
I
okay?
want to stop it, Bella. Stop it. I just want to point out.
You just mentioned my name.
Oh,
you
God.
It, okay? You stop it.
I
order.
Want to point
out. Bella, Kim, it is not proper for you to make a snarky remark about Bella. Just
you're
stick
right.
to the subject.
You're right.
90
seconds
expired.
Yeah,
okay.
And I didn't even get
we're
to,
moving
no,
on.
Beth, I mean, Grace, I was interrupted multiple times by Bella. I'm going to
okay,
finish
please,
and make it short.
Finish. Please finish.
Michael, take the budget that we did not approve and use that as your template for going forward with Markeisha. And my calculations, I have heard other numbers being reported, but if you take the total of the October fund drive divided by 34 days, I get 3,921, not the over 4,000 that I've heard you reporting. So your basic number is $4,000 a day that you had to budget with. That's your number. You know, whatever the car donations are, you know, you can figure that out. If it's different than what we put in the budget, it probably isn't. But that's your baseline for the budget, which I'm hoping we'll get to that motion asking you to make a budget. It should not take that long. And it's not going to be budget. It's not going to be balanced. We know that. It's just a question of how much are we losing every month
time
and how long are we prepared to keep losing this amount of money. That's it.
Thank you. Next is Dave Johnson.
This is Ken Aaron. I'm present now.
Yes, thank you, Chair.
Yes,
Michael,
ahead,
I don't
Dave.
Know if you – thank you. I don't know if you stated it, Michael. I was having trouble hearing you. But do we have monthly sustainer donations coming in? And if so, can you tell us what that amount is? Thank you.
I did get a figure from Terry. I thought I sent it out to everybody. I don't have it off the top of my head right now, but it's certainly no more than 20,000. I think it's less than that.
Okay.
Sorry. I still was having trouble hearing you. Did you say $20,000 approximately?
It's less than $20,000. I don't have the figure right in front of me. I thought I did send it out earlier. It might be $15,000 or $16,000, something in that neighborhood.
Okay. Thank you.
Clear, because there is money that comes in also. You know, people that are on payment plans for previous premiums. I think the $15,000 is probably sustainable.
Okay.
Right.
Next person on the stack is Raymond.
Thank you. Michael, the large gift you mentioned of $50,000, has that been banked?
Yes, that showed up in the bank. That's how we got it.
Thank you.
Banked or thanked?
Thank you.
Bank.
The next person on the stack is Beth.
Thank you. One moment. Yes, I provided this financial document today in response to Kim's complaint from earlier today that we hadn't yet received August quote-unquote financials. I agree with her that this is not in any way a regular financial report. I provided simply because it's all we have at this point. I don't think it's adequately substitutes for a regular financial report. When I asked at the NFC last week why we're not receiving regular financials, the executive director explained that ongoing technical incompatibilities of months' duration now between Great Plains and other accounting software we're using prevent accessing financial records needed to prepare regular financials, and that, quote-unquote, they're working on it. And they've called in special technical assistance from outside. That's what I had heard more than a month ago. I was a little stunned a week ago to hear that we're still stuck in exactly that same place. And when I followed up again last night, we were told that in the last intervening week, there's been no change. And so I'm utterly frustrated that the organization would be asked to just kind of take on faith that somewhere out there there is financial information, and maybe someday we'll be privy to it, and at the same time be asked to make major, irrevocable financial decisions about disposition of capital assets. Okay, I'll be following up on this until we get a satisfactory resolution. Thank you.
Thank
Doug
you.
Stack.
Next person on the stack is Fred.
Jonathan on the stack.
15 minutes for this agenda item have expired.
Move to extend 20 okay. minutes, Bella.
Okay. I'd like to say that our usual adjournment time is
3 minutes.
6 o'clock.
Move to extend 15 minutes.
12 minutes.
6 o'clock.
Move to extend 20 minutes, Bella.
Move to extend 15 minutes.
Okay.
Until 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Point of order.
Stop. Sue,
what's
your point of order? What's your point of order?
They canceled the one meeting. They canceled the... we still have one meeting at 8:30. That's all.
Who is they?
KPFTX.
You mean the Finance National Finance Committee?
Okay. Stop speaking out of turn, Bella. Sue, what are you talking about?
What is she talking about? Governance meeting for tonight is canceled. At 8:30 tonight is 8:30 Eastern time tonight has been canceled.
Okay, so we have a motion to extend for 20 minutes and another motion, a substitute motion to extend for 15. Is there any objection to extending 15 minutes, which would bring the adjournment time to about 6:04 p.m. Is there any objection?
Bella objects. Bella objects.
Of course.
Okay. Is there any other objection? Okay. Hearing none, we're extended for 15 minutes. We will adjourn at 6:04 p.m.
Raymond to the stack.
Lawrence
okay.
to the stack.
Fred is next. Fred is next.
Okay. Do I have the floor?
Yes, you do.
Okay. I wanted to, the reason I put myself on the stack was because I wanted to speak to the fact that the columns were hidden, just the same thing that Kim mentioned about Excel spreadsheets. I unpacked the columns for KPFK and for the consolidated, not for their stations, and I noticed that there's a column for September with numbers filled in for KPFK, unlike for the consolidated, which only goes up to August. Would somebody stop making noise? There's an error. I've summed up the listener support, and it doesn't match the year-to-date actuals. One second. I'm just going to try that again and see if that... Yeah, there's some error. There's numbers for September for KPFK, but not they don't the column for actuals doesn't match. So I can understand that there being errors in the in this P&L given all the problems in getting and the new person that we have as our CFO. Getting up to speed and running great planes and so forth. So I just wanted to mention that, and I take all these numbers are a grain of salt at this point in time, and all the complaints about not getting financials at this point in time don't make any sense, given that we have one or two financial people, accountants, actually working, trying to put these things, these documents together. Thank you.
Point of information.
Okay, go ahead, Sue.
What was Marquisha's previous job?
Business manager at KPFG. Next on the stack is Raymond.
Thank you. I listened to the National Finance Committee meeting from beginning to end, a brutal task. And I think that Beth has left out one significant portion that isn't related to the computer incompatibility. There are, and they're not identified in the meeting, there are divisions, stations, et cetera, that simply are not reported. Whether, and it just strikes me that that is even, almost as bizarre as being not unable to access the Great Plains. By the way, we are not one of those stations.
Thank you, Raymond. Next is Lawrence, I believe.
And don't forget, I'm at the end, please.
Yeah, I'm here. May I have the floor, Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. Well, first of all, let me thank Beth for getting something in regards to financials. I hear that is very inadequate and, again, very not to standard, if you will, right, in regards to a nonprofit that's so budgeted and so assets rich, yet is so cash poor. But I like to thank her for at least getting that. And I was at the National Finance Committee as an attendee in both in open and closed sessions. And Beth, you know, was trying to make, she made very good points to get an accounting of the finances, including her motion that our chair supported. And it's ironic, the vote was 3-3 and a whole bunch of abstentions. So, and I don't know what that's about. Sometimes abstaining is like a no vote. It's a vote of indifference, if you will. So I just wanted to say that, and I want to applaud Michael for all his efforts, all the lifting that he's doing at the station to try to, you know, turn this around as much as we can. I do support the idea of putting a template together and putting some sort of projected budget or whatever kind of budget you could put together, Michael, and submit it to the Finance Committee and the LLC. Somebody needs to mute. Whoever you are, you're so rude. Okay, well, then tell me that, and don't interrupt me with your background noise. So that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Lawrence. Jonathan, you're next.
Yes, thank you. I do recommend everybody on this meeting take the time to listen to the National Board Finance Committee meeting. The audio is posted. It's extremely important to hear what's really going on in regards to the lack of financial required documentation from each of the five signal areas in regards to expenditures and income. The term income was not used. I can't remember the term that's used. So really, can I finish? The logjam is at the stations. And this was clearly expressed by the executive director. And anybody who was on that meeting, I listened to the whole thing. And so it is critical that all of the members of this board, of this meeting, of this LSB Finance Committee, and all the LSB members in all five signal areas has to listen to these National Board Finance Committee meetings and tomorrow's regular National Board meeting, which will be streamed at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Those who are not listening to these National Board meetings simply do not know what the hell's going on. And I also applaud Beth's actions on the meeting, but you know, there has been no solution offered by any of the board members anywhere in the national and local in regards to this lack of accountability for the most basic financial records. This is being done at the signal areas. KPFA is running a closed shop.
90 seconds have expired.
Thank you, Jonathan. Next on the stack is Janine.
Thank you.
Please put
back on the question. Sorry. I have a question. I just have like a minute anyway. I'd like to know how often the Finance Committee, the National Finance Committee, is meeting. And two, I personally don't understand why we can't get separate financials in this situation. Separate financials for each of the stations.
The National Finance Committee meeting is meeting every Tuesday at this time till the end of the year. Then they'll decide after that. Okay.
The answer
okay.
Is
what
you
I would say is that, well, the reason I ask that is because by next week, I would think that the treasurer could, Grace, you could ask for our own financials, KPFK's financials for September and October. The delay in bringing everything together sounds like they're not all on the same format, and therefore they have to be transcribed into an Excel spreadsheet, which is what we received, which is all five of the stations. But I don't understand why we can't get our own financials in the interim. And because we're so far behind, I would think it's warranted to ask for these. Certainly it's a benefit for on a national level for them to look at things, but we as an individual station should have our own financials. So I'd like to appeal to I don't really have time to do a motion, but I'd like to appeal to the treasurer to ask for that. Thank you.
Okay. Is there, Michael, can you respond to that? Can you supply us with KPFK financial information?
Doug asked to be on the stack about 10 minutes ago.
I understand that. Okay. Thank you.
Can
please put
stack.
Beth back. You'll be next.
Point of order, Jonathan.
This is Michael. Are you still on the call? Michael Novick? I think we lost Michael Novick.
No, Chair. He's not on the call. He's on the same meeting that I'm at right now.
Okay. So the next person on the stack is Doug. Go ahead, Doug.
Mary Frances Berry worked for Carter, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, and the new Bush. And she was the ED of this network for about 2 years. She bailed out. We transferred, we dug everything out of her mother's apartment in Washington, D.C., and we transferred all of our issues with finance over to Great Plains about the time Microsoft bought it. This argument that Great Plains doesn't give us what we need is a 20-year discussion. It is continuous. It has never given us what we need, and that's by design. Thank you.
Okay. Does anyone
Jonathan
else wish to speak? Okay. Does
Bella
anyone
to
wish
to?
Okay.
I have
listen to me. You're not recognized, Bella. Does anyone wish to be on the stack? Does anyone wish to speak?
Jonathan.
Who has not spoken already on this? You already just spoke, Jonathan. Does anyone in this body wish to speak who hasn't spoken on this agenda item already?
Beth would like a chance to respond.
Bella. Okay.
Would like a chance to respond to the question.
Bella would
okay.
like to respond
we'll
to
take,
the question.
So would
we'll
Kim.
Take, we'll
so
take,
would Kim.
We'll take, okay, good. We'll take Bella, Beth, Kim, and Jonathan, and that's it, and then we're going to adjourn. Bella, go ahead.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So regarding the spreadsheet that we got, I want to reiterate, I am very good with Excel, but I received this report so late, I had no time to even look at it. The only thing I saw was two columns. I did not have time to explore. I want everybody to know that there is no September 2022 report, nor for October. So Janine just requested that. I have requested that. At this point, we are going into December. If we are meeting next week, we are going to have a lot of fun without anything of importance regarding our finances to go over. And so not only that, we need to get a GL at this stage, and we can get that from Great Plains. Months ago, when I heard that Netta was leaving, I requested that we get assurance that the integrity of our accounting in Great Plains at KPFK was in good form through the end of September 2022 so that we could start our 2023 fiscal year moving forward. And let me clarify, what Marticia National is having problems with is with her own personal computer, her own personal Great Plains, and her Great Plains format or module is not able to see other Great Plains modules. That's where the
okay. You're out of time. Next, Beth, go ahead.
I would like to offer to let the other two go first, and in case there are other questions, and I'd like to wrap up at the end, if that's okay. Thanks.
Okay. The next person is Jonathan, I believe.
Yes, I would like Doug to please explain the history that he just put forward onto the meeting in regards to Great Plains software, I assume it is. And again, my specific question, Doug,
is how is this preventing each station from submitting accurate and fully documented detailed ledgers of income and expenditures?
Okay, we'll let Doug respond to that after we adjourn, but we have to move on. Kim is next on the
stack. This is really important. Madam Chair, this is an important, directly relevant question.
Okay, after
the directly relevant, and Michael Novick, I was going to ask him why he cannot obtain the specific information that board members and listeners, it's obvious that this basic ledger information is not being submitted by each of the signal areas.
Okay,
each
thank
of the
you.
Stations. So Michael has authority to demand that information and obtain it and report it to this committee and the national board.
Okay. Kim is next. Go ahead, Kim. You have the floor.
Yeah. Nobody has the ability to demand anything at this point. The problem
without an attorney.
Markowitz, don't interrupt me.
Okay.
You do not have
Kim,
the floor.
Just continue.
I have the floor.
Continue.
Nobody has right to demand anything. People are overworked. We do not have the money to pay for the amount of people that we need to do all the work in as timely a manner as everyone would like it to be. That is the problem. We don't have enough money. Okay? And to call out individual employees as it's their fault or there's some grand conspiracy about Great Plains is just a waste of time and rude and wrong. We don't have enough money to pay for what we need everything to get paid for. I don't know why Beth was sending out these financials today instead of the chair, instead of it going to the NFC first and them reviewing it to make sure it looked okay. I don't know, and that should be answered. I'd like an answer for that because generally the NFC reviews it first and makes sure that it's okay. So, whatever. This is crazy. Thank you.
Okay, Beth.
Listen, this is a misrepresentation of what actually transpired on the National Board Finance Committee. What Kim is just saying is not reflective of the actual situation.
Okay, Beth, go ahead.
I agree with Raymond that there was a lot more to cover than what I did cover in my initial 90 seconds. There's going to be more than I can cover in this second 90 seconds, too, given that the meeting went on more than 2 hours last night, and we do it every week. And it's not my only source of information, so please bear with me. Kim is also right that it's unfair and unrealistic to blame anyone employee. There is simply more work to do than we have money to do it, and a lot of the problems are administrative and technical. The incompatibilities in Great Plains have to do with receiving files, opening them, and finding nothing inside of them, at least that the computer can see. And theoretically, there are files within those quote-unquote empty files, but they can't be read, and they don't know why. And we have national technical people working on it. We've called in people from outside. If we had more money, we could hire someone to fix this. But clearly, it's astounding to me that this has gone on now for months, and we don't have it. We're going to have to prioritize it over something else because we can't continue flying blind like this. There are other problems, such as that there's signatory authorities that have not been updated or resolved this year, even though we're now going into December and it'll have to be started all over again with the next PNB. It's not as if I haven't been bringing that up all year. I don't know what it takes.
There are other very specific things like that. So national office is receiving reports from 5 of the 8 units, including our own. That's part of where the business about signatory authorities comes in, because if the national office were authorized, they could just access the accounts and find out. They wouldn't have to wait hat in hand pleading for financial information. I don't think it should be a matter of individual stations' willingness to provide that information, and clearly that's a structural problem we need to fix. I'm still trying to figure out how to get that done. I did send out this document today specifically in response to Kim's complaint earlier today. If it hasn't been reviewed by the NFC, it's because it doesn't qualify as regular financials. Nevertheless, it was the NFC chair who provided it to me. The ED provided it to him. It's all we have to go on right now. If you don't like it, then just don't look at it. It's all I have. I can't provide any more than what I have. Now you have what I have, and it'll have to do until I can scare up more. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're at time certain. We are now adjourned. Fred, please take us off the stream.
This was a joke. This meeting was a joke.